right. So we are back for our next tip Thursday. And today we are, man, my eyes are so bloodshot. I don't know what's going on in there. I don't know. So today we are going to talk about run cadence. This winter is a great time to, or off season is a great time to work on these things that you can clean up a little bit and try to be more efficient at and a lot better. And so a lot of people don't think about run cadence. If you do ride your bike, then you probably think about your cycling cadence quite a bit, or you pay attention to it, you know what it is, or you think you have this range that it should be in. But the same is for run cadence. And over the years of working with athletes, I have seen a very strong correlation? What's the word? Anyways, I've seen a strong marriage in the two of slow turnover and lower leg injury. So if you just Google it and look it up, you're gonna find a lot of research on this. It's out there. And there is a efficient and sweet spot, if you will, for run cadence, just like there is for cycling cadence. And I like to do everything just off of one leg. And so like counting my my cadence off of one leg. So really it should be somewhere in that 83 to 90 range, somewhere in there. Much higher than that, and I think it's a little too much, too inefficient. But whenever you start getting lower than the mid 80s on your run cadence, then you're gonna really start seeing you're on the ground too much. So you don't have that spring in your step, and you're not turning over quick enough. And a lot of times, almost always, that this is because you're overstriding. And so that's where you start seeing a lot of lower leg injury, everything from plantar to shin splints to stress fractures, a lot of runner's knee and knee issues all comes from this. And it's a really quick, easy thing that you can just check on and try to work on and become more efficient. And if you watch runners in the Olympics or any kind of video of someone that's a really fast runner and really efficient, pretty runner, then you're gonna see they have a really great stride and a really great cadence. They're not on the ground very long, and so it looks like they're just barely touching the ground. Clearly, if you're running faster, this is going to be more prevalent. You're going to see it a lot more. But people that spend too much time on the ground are landing too heavy, and all that force is just coming right up the knee or the shin, the heel, into the knee, into the hip, and it's going to end up in your lower back. It leads to a lot of soft tissue issues and injuries. So what I like to try to do is just take your phone out, download a metronome on your phone, or you can count, whatever's easiest for you, but try it with a metronome on your phone and just see where you're at naturally. So just set it, just try to match it to like your right foot. Every time your right foot hits the ground, it's a tick, 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 just like that. And just see what your cadence is without trying to change anything or trying to clean up anything. Just see where your starting point is. And then try to increase it maybe like one or two. Work on that for three or four or five runs. Let that become normal. Raise it up one or two again. And just kind of get that up into the lower mid 80s. Because I'm guessing if you've never tried this before and you are suffering from any kind of lower leg injury or anything like that, you're probably in like the mid low 70s. That's where I see a lot of people naturally fall. And so I've done this for myself a couple years ago. I started experimenting around with this and playing with it. And I was in the high 70s is where I was. And I really tried to work on getting it up. I got it into the mid 80s. That's where I felt like my sweet spot was and where it's comfortable for me to get to like the high end. But it took me about 6-8 weeks to get there, to raise it up 6-8 cadence. So it's not a quick fix. It takes a little time. But the way I would structure my runs is, let's just say we're at 83 cadence, whatever. So I turn on my metronome for my 10-minute warm-up in my run, and I would really try to get in that rhythm, turn the metronome off, listen to my music or my podcast or whatever I wanted to listen to. Maybe middle of the run somewhere, I would try to turn it on again just for like a 2 or 3 minute, try to make sure I was still on pace or kind of get myself lined back up. And then my last 5 minutes of my run, I would turn it back on again and try to end the run to really nail in those muscle, that muscle memory. So I would end my run with that being the last thing that my body remembers and my last thing that my mind remembers, to try to really ingrain that over time. But doing this, you're going to find that you have a lot less injury. You're going to become a lot more efficient. Yet first, I will tell you, you're going to feel like you're super choppy. You're going to feel like your stride is super short to keep your cadence. But it becomes more efficient and becomes better because it's a neurological thing that you have to train your body to be able to turn over and move that fast. So don't get frustrated, just stick with it. But that cadence should be fairly similar no matter what pace you're running. So if you're running a 10-minute pace, your steps in stride is going to be shorter, but your cadence is still going to be the same. And let's just say you're getting up to a 6-minute pace, that cadence is still going to be fairly similar within one or two beats. But your stride's gonna be longer and you're traveling a little bit farther per stride. So no matter what your speed is, your cadence should be very, very, very similar. And it should be into that lower 80s to 90 range. So give that a try. And that's the same flat, uphill, downhill. So that's something else that's really fun to go to play around with. So do it on right now where you're working on it. Try to do it on a flat surface. It becomes a little bit more efficient. It's a little bit easier to manage. So work on it there, but then whenever you go uphill, turn on that metronome, see where you're at. You probably will have a little bit faster turnover on an uphill. It's a little bit easier to do that because your stride's a little bit shorter. But I will tell you, on your downhill, try to keep that up as well, and you will see that you really are hill striking and you're stepping a little too far, and you're putting way too much pressure on that foot and on that lower leg whenever you land. So if you can turn over really, really fast going downhill, you will find that you travel a lot faster, and you almost kind of float is kind of the best way to think about it. So give that a try. I would love to see people's feedback on this, or where your cadence is when you start and what cadence you're trying to work up to. And then let's see where you end up getting to and the gains that you guys make. You guys gave me great feedback on the PSI challenge and tip that we did. I would love to see the same kind of feedback on your run cadence and see where everybody ends up. So sorry if you guys hear this. For those that are not watching the video, my dogs are wrestling beside me. So thanks for tuning in, and hopefully you guys will enjoy this episode and give it a try. And if there's anything that you guys need, any ideas or topics, hit me up and let me know. Thanks for tuning in.